Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Thank you, Dave. As you said, there is a bowl game today in the Caesars Superdome, and Billy Ferrante joins us now, New Orleans Bowl director, to talk about it. Morning, Billy. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How are you doing?
I am all right, sir. Let's talk about the big game today.
All right. Well, Southern Miss versus Western Kentucky, 4:30 p.m. in the Superdome. It should be a really good game. These are two really well-coached teams. A lot of offense coming from Southern Miss against a really good defense from Western Kentucky. It's a matchup that we've actually kind of looked at for weeks now prior to the actual official announcement, and we're lucky to get it and looking forward to it.
I'm going to tell you what, Western Kentucky gave LSU all they wanted when they played earlier this season.
Yes, they did.
You know that. Tell me about the game itself. Who does it benefit?
Well, The bowl benefit, and this is really every college bowl game around the country, you know, it's the benefit to the community. It's the economic impact, but it's also what we do in the community for underserved youth throughout the course of the year for teachers. We recognize teachers in the community. We'll give them $1,000 for every touchdown scored. So we've got some that are pre-selected and looking forward to that. But we'll also have probably have 25 kids from the community at the game. We've got a STEM fest that starts about, I think, 2 o'clock this afternoon. So get them a little education and a little football.
How do you go about getting tickets?
Either Ticketmaster or the Superdome box office, I think, opens at noon today.
Tell me about the history of this game, because it's hard to believe that it's been 25 years.
Yeah.
Billy?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, this game was started – when we started, we were the 25th bowl game. There's now 41-2, I believe. And it was started when the Sun Belt Conference actually started playing as a conference. All of their members previously just played independent. And Wright Waters, the commissioner of the Sun Belt at the time, came to the Sports Foundation and said, "Are you guys interested in starting a bowl game that my champion can be bound to?" And we actually, at that very same time as a Sports Foundation, were looking for an event that we could own. You know, all the events that we're involved with, Super Bowls, Final Fours, NBA All-Star, all those events that come into and out of town, we don't own. But we felt like it was important that we had one. So it was a really good fit for us. And we've really, over the 25 years, you know, I think we've done a lot to create some equity for ourselves in the community. I spent 5 years explaining to people what the bowl game was. and then Katrina hit and everybody was displaced. We had to move the game to Lafayette for that year and kind of had to start back over from scratch. But, you know, we really feel like that our game provides the best experience for the student athletes, for the administrators, the coaches, their families, because of the city we play in and the stadium that we play in. And that's really unmatched by any other bowl game, I think.
As far as stadium,
outside the Sugar Bowl.
Stadium you play in, is yoga in the dome? Did that happen already or not?
Yes, it did. That was last night. We had it's really gotten to be one of the more popular events that we do. We had about 200-250, I think.
Wow.
People that came into and had a 1 hour yoga session on the floor of the dome.
Well, were you down there doing that, Billy, or not?
I was not. I'm not sure I could bend over and tie my shoes.
Didn't know right if you now, were doing the reverse lotus or however they call those things, those kind of deals. Tell me about the economic impact of the game, if you will, please.
Yeah, we've averaged somewhere in the $20 to $25 million range every year, and a lot of that really depends on who the two teams are, and the travel that we get from those two teams. We think that we'll probably be nearer the high end of that spectrum this year because of the proximity of Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, talk about that, if you will, please, about who they are and what they do.
Yeah, well, so we're the organization whose responsibility it is to go out and to bid upon events. Those events that have a different home every year, like I mentioned, the Super Bowls, the Final Fours, NBA All-Star. Those are a lot of the more high-profile events, but there's a number of events that we do and have done that aren't as high-profile but still fit our mission. And our mission is economic impact for the region. And we've been doing it since 1988. The first event that the Sports Foundation was involved in was the Olympic Trials at Tad Gormley in 1992. And, you know, we try to diversify the events that we look at. We're constantly having conversation with event owners, evaluating bids. We don't get awarded every event that we bid on, but we're active and, you know, continue to serve that mission.
Tell me about some of the events leading up to the game. Did the players get involved in some community service activities?
They do. This past Saturday, we had what we call our day of service. And so we had every player from each of the two teams out at various locations, Pontchartrain Conservancy, where I think they planted some trees out there at Bucktown Harbor, Arc GNO, Special Olympics. And it's really, we used to send 10 kids from each school to Children's Hospital, and that was it. But a lot of the feedback that we got over the years from the kids about their experience in the game, and there's research that's done every year with every kid that plays in every bowl game, mm-hmm. was that they really like the community aspect of it and they want more. And so we said, well, if they want more, let's give them more.
Any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, just looking forward to a good game tonight. Very family-friendly pricing. Anybody that wants to come out and see good football before going off to a Christmas function, come see us.
It really is a good time to get the family out there, and if you don't like the huge, giant crowds, and that's, I don't mean that in any disrespectful way at all, but it's a good way to get the kids out and enjoy some college football.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
All right, Tommy, thank you.
You bet. It's the New Orleans Bowl. It happens today in the Caesars Superdome, 9:16. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Dr. Judy Ho, our friend, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. And we're going to talk about the benefits and psychology of giving and the holiday season and depression and how it can affect some people in a negative way. Christmas morning at 8 here on WWL. You can join us for a CBS News Radio Winter Holiday Special with Gil Gross. Everything you didn't know about some of your Christmas favorites, we'll hear from Peter Billingsley, the actor who just wanted a BB gun in A Christmas Story, about his experience making that Christmas classic. Then conductor Leonard Slatkin shares a story behind a holiday classic, Sleigh Ride, and the man who wrote it, Leroy Anderson. Also, we'll explore where some of our Christmas traditions came from and meet a remarkable Texas couple whose massive holiday light display is far more personal than it seems. And finally, I don't know if you've heard of La Befana or not, but that's the mysterious witch who appears during the day of Epiphany in Italy. It's all part of the winter holiday special from CBS News Radio. Don't miss it. CBS News Radio Winter Holiday Special with Gil Gross, Christmas morning from 8 until 11, right here on WWL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's talk about, for people that struggle with the holidays, Dr. Judy, if somebody's listening right now and they're having a hard time with it, what advice would you give them? Because here's the thing, and I know somebody that struggles with the holidays because they've lost a lot of people in their lives, and it's a neighbor that's older, and I don't want to violate any confidences here or anything, but they try to avoid it, and I don't know how you can avoid it, because it is so pervasive and it's everywhere. So to say that you're not going to participate in Christmas, you almost have to kind of peacefully coexist with it if for whatever reason you're not a big fan, right?
Yeah, I mean, just because for so many people, it's a very special and joyous time. And I think it's totally within your right if this is just not a celebratory time for you for whatever reason, or just because I think sometimes people feel the pressure to pretend that they're happy because everyone's supposed to be happy around this time. At least that's what their belief system is, that somehow everybody's joyful. I mean, people are not. There's all kinds of stuff happening, but I understand that that's a huge expectation. But I do think that it's okay if you have your own feelings about it. At the same time, do you have to bring everyone else down? Maybe not. You know, you don't have to chastise other people for having a good time either. So I just think that this holiday is so personal for people, Tommy. There's no one size fits all. And I think it's okay wherever you are on the spectrum.
And along those lines, how do you go about dealing with somebody that is a not a Scrooge, but for whatever reason, they don't really, well, maybe Scrooge would be an appropriate phrase, but for whatever reason, they just don't. You know, they don't like it. I mean, you don't want to make it worse for them, but yet you do want to try to spread a little bit of joy and make them happy. Give me some advice there, Dr. Judy.
Yeah. I mean, I would say any kind of small moment of kindness is good, and it doesn't cost anything for the most part. I think it's even just slowing down and asking somebody how they're doing and being serious about hearing the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, so many times you're like, oh, how are you? You just expect them to be like, great, everything's great. And then you just kind of leave, or you hang up, or you walk away from them. I mean, when was the last time you really asked somebody how they were and you were really prepared for whatever answer came? It could be a 5-minute answer,
right?
You know? So even that could be just a small way to spread joy, is just to be kind and to let somebody know you care about them. Or just take something off their plate, like offer to bring them some food or get their dry cleaning for them. You know, it might not cost too much of your time, maybe 10, 15 minutes extra, but I think it makes a difference. I mean, for some people, you know, just taking something off their plate is a huge way of just showing them gratitude for them being in your life and bringing them a little joy that way.
I don't know if I shared this story with you or not, but years and years and years ago, I was whining about something or the other and to a friend, and they said, you know what, all I hear is me, 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 me. Why don't you do something for somebody else that'll make you feel better about yourself? And the compassionate person that this was coming from was a tax attorney, of all people. And it really did stick with me after decades of hearing that advice. And really, if you want to feel good about yourself, I don't think anything makes you feel better than doing something good for somebody else, especially if you do it anonymously. In my case, for whatever reason, I like to do it anonymously. What is it that happens in our brain that makes us feel so good when we do something for somebody else or give somebody a gift?
Well, I think, one, it feels like you matter more than just what's going on in your microcosm. Like you said, when we're dealing with stuff and we're upset, it kind of feels like we're just in our own world. Nobody understands us. We're the only ones who are miserable. And when we do something nice for people, it really, I mean, there's a couple of things that happen. I mean, one, it helps you to recognize that you're not alone, right? That we're all connected, that you possibly just help to make someone else's day better. It makes you think, you know, above and beyond yourself, which actually is an antidote to, you know, just negative thoughts and even to an extent clinical depression, because so much of those are just this personalized experience where you become actually very self-centered in your thinking. I don't mean that in a selfish way. I just mean that, you know, thinking so much about your misery that it's all about that. And what your friend said to you, your tax attorney, friend, or colleague saying, it's all about you, you. I mean, even if that's teasing, that is kind of what happens in our brain. And it makes everything feel closed up and isolated. So just being able to connect with another human being is huge. And of course, there's the neurochemical benefits. When we do have that kind of connection, know that we're helping someone, our oxytocin goes up, our dopamine goes up. Those are the feel-good and connection chemicals that all human beings need in healthy doses to feel good. And so it's kind of like giving yourself a natural medicine against any kind of negative thoughts or negative feelings you might be having. And actually this past weekend, I actually took Luca to go to a toy drive wrapping party. So basically in our little cities, they all kind of come together on Saturday and everyone just wraps all the toys from the toy drive until we're done. And I thought that was kind of a cool thing for Luca to do at 4 years old, because one, he gets to be around all these toys, mm-hmm. but it's this idea of, oh, but the toys are not for you to take home. The toys are you to wrap and give to other people who can't afford to buy toys. And he had a great time. It was just nice to be in the community, to see everybody. Everybody was in a good mood. They were playing Christmas music. And it made me feel really good afterwards, even though it was just a couple of hours of our time.
I want to be very careful about how I phrase this. So let me think here. If somebody were to have, and this came in via text, but I'm not going to read it like it was texted in. If somebody wants to have a serious discussion about Santa Claus, for whatever reason, under whatever circumstance, is there an age appropriate time for that to happen?
A talk about,
well, just in generally speaking, a serious, let's just leave it at a serious talk about Santa Claus.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
well, there's not a one size fits all on that one, I think.
Yeah.
Some kids start to figure it out super early, and then I guess that's the time to talk about it, right?
Yeah. About the serious conversation. Yeah. And again, I want to be careful about how I phrase this and what I say. So, but at some point, you do, I'll get to the nature of the text, basically, is what they're saying is that, and again, Dr. Judy, I'm being very careful here, that they know somebody whose child is 14 years old, and apparently they've not had the serious discussion yet, and they think that something needs to be done here, but it's not up to them really to do anything, right?
No. I mean, that's right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, I think that as long as the family feels like it's bringing them joy, is it really bothering anyone that, I mean, is it really truly, is this a delusion that's spreading to other areas of life and there's other delusions and the person's not well? I mean, that's different than just more of like an innocent, well, I just kind of want to believe that whatever I believe is still happening, and even though I'm older, I kind of like being in that suspense. And I would just say too, whenever we go and see a movie or a play or a performance, I mean, it's obviously a form of suspending reality, right? You're right. Kind of imagining it. You're in a different world. And so for some people, if that's a form of fun for them, coping, and it's not hurting anyone, and it's not that they're just delusional in life in general, maybe it's all right. But I also understand this concerned texter, like, well, like, am
but
I
it's not
play
their,
along? Kind of awkward.
It's not their business, ultimately, right?
It really isn't. It really isn't. Yeah. They can have a concern, but it's not really their place to, you know, kind of show them the way, if you will.
Yeah. Let me take a break because I got one here that popped up via text that I don't know what the answer for this one is, but it's from somebody who says they have a feeling their boyfriend is going to pop the question on Christmas Eve at a family party, and they're not going to say yes, so they don't want to get married. And how do you go about that? Because I think that's, you don't want to be presumptuous. This is a Dr. Judy one to answer here when we come back, because you don't want to be presumptuous and say no before you're even asked, but yet you don't want to embarrass anybody in front of a family full of people either, when, you know, it's like everybody gathers around and it's a poorly kept secret. And, well, here we go. Will you marry me? Not so much. We'll talk when we come back. 938 Traffic Now, WWL. 9:46, 14 till 10, talking to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We deal with mental health every other Tuesday here at WWL because I think it's very important, and I've been candid about struggles with depression and so forth, as has Jay Glazer and others, and I think it's important that we get it out there and we talk about it. So, Dr. Judy, we talked about, before we went to the break, somebody texted in and is facing a dilemma. Is that Luca?
Yeah, do you hear him all the way in the background? He's like in the other room. That's amazing that you can actually hear him.
Well, the kid's got a good set of lungs on him. He's set to be an opera singer or an auctioneer. Who knows? Let's talk about...
Right, who knows?
So the crux of this, for those just tuning in, a text came in. Apparently a lady thinks that the boyfriend's going to ask a proposed marriage in front of his family at a holiday gathering, and she's not inclined to get married at this moment and doesn't know how to deal with all of this. So do you go beforehand, Dr. Judy, and say, you know, Ken, if that's the name, I'm just making this up, and I hope to God that's not the name, but, you know, Ken, marriage, take me through this. You're the clinical neuropsychologist, not licensed. Tell me about this. How do you get through this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what is the motivation behind her thinking about not saying yes. Is it that she just doesn't think that they're quite ready? Is that she never wants to get married? It kind of seems important to think about that. Or it's just like he's not the one. I mean, right. I guess those are the three main options. And if it's that he's just not the one, I mean, it's awkward, but this might lead to a breakup discussion, right? Mm-hmm. Once you open that door. But if it's more like, I'm just not ready right now, or like, I'm just not a marriage person, those also feel like pretty important topics to tackle before they make a spectacle of themselves. And if you really do have a hunch and you feel like you know your beau pretty well and they're gonna propose, I would say that you kind of have to, you know, preempt the conversation with your own conversation. Mm-hmm. And even though it kind of seems like, hey, I'm onto you, that seems like the most honest and kind thing to do, right? Like, have the conversation, you know, whatever the motivation is. If it is that you want to continue the relationship, but maybe you just don't want to get married, that's something to say before they propose. If it's that you just think that you need a little bit, and that's also a good conversation to have, to any embarrassment, but to reaffirm how much you do really care about them and you look where this is going. However, if the relationship is clearly not going anywhere and you're not interested in this person long term, unfortunately, I kind of think that it's sort of the breakup conversation. Either way, it can't be happening in front of the family. That's awkward. That's horrible. And they will not, I think it's just not a kind thing to do. And if they knew that you had an inkling beforehand and you didn't at least try to talk them off of doing that in front of your family, they're probably going to be upset with you. So those are my 2 cents.
You have a generic conversation about, you know, oh, by the way, you know, I don't know if you heard or not, but Jeannie and Fred, he was going to propose in front of the family and she was going to say no. And boy, thank goodness that didn't happen. Maybe just couch it like that a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely start with a hypothetical, or you might be like, hey, it's been a while since we've checked in about like how this relationship is going. And I just want to let you know, I'm super happy with this relationship. However, blah, blah, blah. I mean, so you can open the door in whichever way you think makes the most sense. But I think in some ways, it's sort of like the jig is up, right? Once you start the conversation, they might know that you're onto them. But mm-hmm. I think that they're going to appreciate you not saying no in front of a whole group of people. Maybe they thought that was the most romantic and kind thing to do. Maybe your whole family's excited right now because like, oh my gosh, he's going to propose and we are in on the secret and she doesn't know. So it's just best to have that conversation up front. And if you have to open it by saying, hey, I heard that somebody else was getting, you know, going to propose and this mm-hmm. happened. Or you can just say, it's been a while since we've talked about where we are in a relationship. I think we should talk about it. You know, you can also start it that way.
Somebody texted in, say, yes, keep the ring and then break up. That's not the thing to do. Pragmatic, yes, but not the right thing to do. So let's talk about the long-term nature of the relationship then. So if he isn't the one, is there any need in pursuing that relationship, or is it fair to everybody so long as everybody understands you are the one for now? Or how would you proceed from that point? Because as you said, it does open some doors, and then maybe you don't want to go in down the alleys that the doors open to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I guess that's the part of this where it's like, well, selfishly, I'd like to stay with him, but I'm not going to marry him ever. Mm-hmm. You got to have the conversation. Let them choose. You know, you have to let them choose where they want to take it, if that's how you feel. Or if you're just not ready, but you're like, one day I might be ready. I can't promise when, but I will be probably. That's also good for them to know. You know, you don't have to, you know, promise a definite future, but you kind of have to give them some idea. If they're that serious about you and they want to get married and you're just not in the same place now or ever, it is important to do that. And it's the inconvenient but less selfish thing to do.
Real quick, somebody texted in and said that last year somebody gave them, their significant other gave them an expensive piece of jewelry, and they blurted out, I wish you would have devoted the money to something that they needed more in the house than a piece of jewelry, and it crushed the person. When something like that happens, what's the best way to handle it?
Well, I think it is important to recognize that they were doing it to try to please you. Mm. And even if you want to express love a different way, there probably would have been a more tactful way to say that. If you guys have been together a long time, it might be good to have like the gift conversation ahead of time. Like, hey, look, this is the kind of things that would be nice to have as a gift, or I don't even want a gift this year. I want this. I think it's okay to be candid with your partner, especially if you've been together for a while. But once they do give you a gift, appreciate them for it.
Yeah.
Don't chastise them for, you know, not being frugal or saving for something else. I think that's tough on them, you know?
Everything we're talking about comes down to communication, doesn't it?
Oh, man. That's 99.9% of problems in all relationships.
There you go.
So, yes, it does.
Well, thank you, Dr. Judy.
Happy holidays.
And the same to you. Exactly. All right. Thank you, Dr. Judy. 9:53. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on. It took her a second, but she got it. Back in a flash, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.